Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Yes, I am back. These days are a little confusing, but we'll get the schedule all worked out. So today we're going to look at the Feast of Saint Jerome. It says, "Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season." See, the Word of God, God's commandments, are intended to make us fully what we are, what we've been created to be. We want to get out of all of that. We want to shy away from that. Is that really a sin if I do this or do that? Don't worry about that. The point is, am I really committed to the Lord? Do I love him? And if I love him, then I want to do what he recommends we do and what he says we should do. It's really something to think about, brothers and sisters, because we live in a culture that's against any laws, against any norms. We just want to be able to be free to do whatever we want to do. But what God wants us free for is free to have everlasting life. And are we following him that will lead us on that path? The opening prayer today, O God, who gave the priest Saint Jerome a living and tender love for sacred scripture, grant that your people may be ever more fruitfully nourished by your word and find in it the fount of life. Are you reading the scripture every day? You say no. All right, start out once a week. Read the scripture every day. Read through the New Testament first. If you haven't been regularly reading scripture, read through the New Testament, all four Gospels. Just read them, because that's a living word. It has power to change us, has power to transform us, has power to reconcile where perhaps we never thought that could happen. It has the power to make us new. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the scripture, please. If you don't have a Bible, see if you can buy a little one, at least the New Testament. But if you can get the whole Bible, please, and then read a portion of it every day, every day. Blessed, it says, indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. He will bear his fruit. He will yield his fruit in due season. Be ready. God wants to use you in so many ways. The first reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Zechariah. This word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion. I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also? Says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts. Lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun, from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. The more we're under the lordship of Jesus Christ, the more we know faithfulness and the more we know true justice. Brothers and sisters, please don't discount this. Please don't say, oh, well, you know, I read the scripture every once in a while, or no, I don't read it. Please, daily, pick it up. Even if you can only read a verse or a few verses, if you can read a chapter, that's really good. But even if you can only read a few verses, read every day, because that word is not just a printed word on a paper. That word is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. God wants to bring us close to himself. He wants to draw us into his mind, into his heart. Not that he takes away ours, but he converts ours over and over, day after day. He wants to convert us closer and closer to himself. Saint Jerome was a convert to Christianity as a young man, and he became a great scholar of Scripture, the primary translator of the beautiful Latin Vulgate, and was a man of frequent, severe fasts, aiming at calming his passions. In a time of schism, he was the papacy's dogged defender. He who clings to the chair of Peter is accepted by me. He who clings to the chair of Peter is accepted by me. He was actually one of the four great doctors of the Western Church. He died in 420. But you know, he is forever alive. If he saw the face of God, he is forever alive. And one day we will all be together. I will rescue my people, says the Lord, from the land of the rising sun, from the land of the setting sun. That's where we are. He's going to rescue us. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled again, listen to this, with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also? Says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell in Jerusalem, in my holy city. And look, I will be their God with faithfulness and justice. I'm saying this again because I want you to hear it. Faithfulness and justice. Isn't that who we want to lead us into everlasting life? God is waiting for you. God is looking for you. God is seeking that you would draw closer to him. As I said at the beginning of this program, reading his word every day can be a substantial help in drawing closer to the Lord. The responsorial psalm says, the Lord will build up Zion and again appear in all his glory. Think of that. He will appear in all his glory, and he won't despise our prayers, we said before. Let this be written for the generation to come. Let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. Oftentimes, you know, we feel like prisoners. Oftentimes we've got circumstances in our lives that are very, very difficult. And we can feel like we're doomed to die. But the children of your servants shall abide, and their posterity shall continue in your presence. This is the one name. The name of the Son of God is the name you can cling to. When peoples gather together, he says, in Jerusalem and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He'll gather us all together. Brothers and sisters, this is not fanciful. This is not some pious dream. This is what God himself has promised us. Draw close to him. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 46 to 50, says this, an argument arose among the disciples about which one of them was the greatest. Isn't that what happens to us? We want to know who's the best here. Am I the best? Of course, I'm going to make myself the best. And Jesus realized the intention of their hearts. And look what he did. He took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. Don't discard the children. Don't push them into a corner. Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me, the Father. Father sent his Son, and he is here. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is greatest. Freer from sin, although some days we wonder. But he is free. That child can be freer from sin than we are. But John said to him in reply, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. We tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company. And Jesus said to him, Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. Whoever is not against you is for you. Think about that. Brothers and sisters, there's so much help that God wants to give us, so many ways in which he wants to lead us and guide us and strengthen us. I know in the last months since I had the stroke, in the last months I've been so often, so many days just sitting and looking at the Lord, just going to the chapel or just sitting in my bedroom, knowing that I'm with the Lord, drawing closer to him. John said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Lord. Just turn to him. Say, Lord, whoever is not against you is for you. Many people will say, where is God in my circumstances? I could say that for some time there. Where is God? How is God acting on your behalf? How is God acting on my behalf? But slowly but surely, he's healed me. Not quite there yet, but getting there. He's healed me. And he's brought me to be able to speak to you again, which is the joy of my heart. He wants you set free. He wants you to be men and women of his word. And that doesn't mean you have to be some pious person to do it. It's just daily reading the scripture, looking up the commentaries, getting the explanations that you need, or ask your pastor at church. Get the explanation that you need and follow him. Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. There are many, many, many wonderful Christians in the whole world, many people seeking to follow the Lord. Please join them. We're in the minority in a certain sense, but we're not. We have the power of Christ with us. And I really want to urge you, brothers and sisters, to follow him. May these holy gifts we have received, O Lord, as we rejoice in celebrating Saint Jerome, stir up the hearts of your faithful, so that attentive to sacred teachings, they may understand the path they are to follow, and by following it, obtain life everlasting. May that be so, brothers and sisters, in each of our lives. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.